Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Promise that you hold me close, don't let me go.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 50 years.
Night one of the Eras Tour. Woo! Crazy.
Okay, that was so awesome. Just like what you just did, and also the way you've been treating me for like the last 5 minutes. I'm feeling like dangerously good right now. I mean, this has gone straight to my head. And now... you're making me feel really, really powerful.
Man, Taylor Swift had Rogers Center just bonkers last night.
Travis was there, eh?
Was he?
Yeah.
Damn.
Outside of Rogers Center, throughout the entire day, it was just mayhem madness.
Yeah.
Maria from the Roz and Mocha Show, you were out at the convention center right next
door.
Yes,
a tailgate.
The tailgate. Describe what was happening there, because there was a bunch of different things, right?
Yeah, it was like a whole convention center filled with Taylor Swift fans being able to make friendship bracelets. There was a silent disco. They had photo booths. They had a makeup bar where you can get your makeup done. They had like free vending machines where you could win prizes and like... bunch of vendors. People were just there drinking. There was a bar. There was like a whole stage where they did costume competitions, sing-alongs. It was like insane. It was just things happening everywhere, and it was so much fun.
They also had this thing, which we'll get to in a second, but I'm just excited to tell you guys what it was called.
Okay.
It's called the Friendship Ceremony.
Oh.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But Maria was hanging out right before the Taylor Swift concert. Just talking to various Swifties who are really excited to be there.
What makes the biggest Swiftie?
It's like, you know the ones that like, they know everything. Like, you name a song, they know what boy it's about. The love, like the lovingness, the caring kindness, just like top tier angel women. Like, love them, you know?
The biggest Swiftie, I think the big Swifties are the people that know all the details, all the little facts.
Mm-hmm. If someone comes up to you and says they're the biggest Swiftie, what do you say back? Do you say, no, I'm the biggest Swiftie?
Yeah, they're not.
Well, there's like a Swiftie card. It's like, to what extent of Swiftie are you? You know, like, I think everybody is allowed to be a part of it, and I think it's great, but there are
different
levels of like, oh, you're a super fan versus like casual listener, which is, I mean, all are welcome, but.
So everyone's on the spectrum somewhere.
Yeah.
So all the Swifties were in a great mood, right? And different ages too, representing as a Swiftie last night.
I'm already tearing up thinking about it. I don't know. I come from like the weird side of like music, like Good Charlotte and, you know, that kind. So when Taylor Swift came up on the scene and I was like a Swiftie fan, I was like, what is going on? Her music just speaks to me on just ways that I'm sure it speaks to other women too. And I'm sure men, other, you know, everyone really. But I don't know. I'm losing track of mine now.
That's okay. And did you come with friends? Are you here by yourself?
Here by myself. My husband did not want to come with me. Here by myself, entertaining myself in Toronto. So,
are you excited to meet new friends? Because the good thing about Swifties is you can meet friends anywhere.
Yes. I'm very shy as a person, but I'm looking forward to meeting people who have the same interest in me.
And wow. Boy, oh boy, did the friends show up. Uh-huh.
They did.
There was this thing that happened before the Eras Tour kicked off. It was called the Friendship Ceremony.
Okay.
That Maria was present for.
Yeah, it was at the Best Friend Chapel.
Describe the scene before we play exactly what happened.
Is it like a wedding?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so there was a full chapel with seats and everything, carpet. Yeah. And you walk down with your friends after you make your friendship bracelets down the hall.
Yeah.
And you come and you exchange your friendship bracelets and you express your vows and get bonded together in a unity with a minister.
Love is in the air here, guys. I'm at the Best Friend Chapel that they have at the tailgate, and two friends are about to express their love for each other by exchanging their best friend vows. Let's get into it.
I'm Becca.
And I'm Tessa.
So we're standing at the altar all together. I'm basically crashing this wedding, but it's fine. It's
Welcome, everyone, to the Sheertex Best Friends Chapel. We're here to honor the strongest bond there is, the unbreakable friendship between
Becca
and
Tessa.
Today, these two aren't just here to renew their friendship vows. They're here to remind the world that some things, like their bond, are truly unbreakable.
Amen.
Amen. Are you both ready?
We're ready.
Okay. Do you promise to text back within five?
They're holding hands. I can't.
Yes, I do.
Share all memes unselfishly.
Yes.
And always be honest about each other's outfit choices.
Always.
And do you promise to save the last little bit of whatever food is on your plate for your friend?
Absolutely, especially if it's a glizzy.
Damn.
Tell them when their crush or their secret crush is around the corner.
Most definitely.
And remind them how amazing they are. Strong through all the ups and downs. And of course, the inevitable wardrobe malfunction.
I will every day for the rest of my life.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you best friends forever.
I'm kind of jealous, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of calling one of my friends. And be like, yo, I got a great idea.
Yeah. So good.
See Taylor Swift.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Live in Toronto.
Hi.
Thanks to Rogers, the proud presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
Once again, we'll be giving away tickets to see Taylor Swift on that Eras Tour, and we're giving away the tickets at midnight. We did this last night. We're going to do it again tonight. Tonight into tomorrow, we are giving away a set of tickets for Saturday for tomorrow night's Taylor Swift concert, Eras Tour, presented by Rogers, okay? Listen out for us to tell you to text in the keyword Swift along with your name to 925-555. Mm-hmm. Only at that time will you text in. If you text right now to try to get a jump on us seeing your name, your text will not qualify. Only when we tell you to text in is when you text Swift with your name to 925-555 to be qualified for tickets to see Taylor Swift Eras Tour that we're giving away at midnight tonight. It's Roz and Mocha Show. Kiss 92.5.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract sequin stars off
secret silhouette every night. I can show you lies. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart. Evidence I didn't imagine the whole thing. I'm sure I can pass this test. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, baby, gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, instilettos for miles. He said he loved me for all time, but that time was quite short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart.
Sunday, okay? Winnipeg Blue Bombers, their fifth appearance, fifth in a row appearance, versus the Toronto Argonauts. It's going down in Vancouver. And this is always a fun time of year because Grey Cup fans are insane, and we got two big fans who are waiting on hold to go at each other's necks. In just a couple of minutes, they're going to battle it out and tell us, tell you, tell everyone why their team is the best, why their team is going to conquer and win the Grey Cup. Dave and Rory are super fans, and they join us next on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha. Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you. And I hope you know.
Kiss 92.5.
The 111th Grey Cup is Sunday night, 6 o'clock Eastern. BC plays in Vancouver. Argos, Blue Bombers. This is like the fourth straight Grey Cup for the Blue Bombers. And what we've done in the past, anytime a Grey Cup has happened, is we've had like super fans of each team on the phone to chat and also to battle it out with each other. So we welcome back to the show. We've talked to this guy like enough time. Probably, I think this might be our fifth time talking to you. Dave Patrician, you are a Blue Bombers fan. You've had your season's ticket since 1984. And you are the regional training manager for one of our favorite places in the entire world, Mary Brown's Chicken.
There we go.
I am the man.
There you go. Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
All right.
Welcome back, buddy. Rory, is it Loughnan?
Loughnan.
How you doing, yeah, man? Rory is the Argos fan. You've been going to games since the mid-90s, and you were pumped for Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah. Another championship coming to Toronto. Let's go.
All right, guys. So what are we thinking here? Right off the top, we were saying, you know, the Blue Bombers have made it into the Grey Cup, the past four Grey Cups. The last two lost, unfortunately, for Dave, super fan.
Boo.
What are you thinking for Sunday? We'll start with you, Dave.
Well, this is the Winnipeg Blue Bombers this year have been an absolute dominant team. They had a little bit of a break with that 0-4 start. And of course we're going to get pointed out by my colleague over there that the Toronto Argonauts have owned us twice this season in terms of beating us in games, not only in Toronto, but in Winnipeg. But this is a squad. This is that's ready. This is the fifth Grey Cup, like you guys have pointed out, that we're going to be in there, and there's going to be no mistakes this time. They're going to avenge the loss 2 years ago in the Grey Cup Toronto. They're going to avenge the two regular season losses, and they're going to avenge the Winnipeg Jets being beaten by the Toronto Maple Leafs a couple of weeks ago in Winnipeg. So it's a big revenge night on Sunday.
Yeah, Rory, I was going to ask, Toronto, whether it be the Argos or the Leafs, just somehow managed to find a way to ruin the things that are perfect for Winnipeg fans, including their record for hockey. What are your thoughts going into Grey Cup, Rory?
Well, you know, Toronto's played the Winnipeg Blue Ballers for, I don't know, many, many years now. And Winnipeg, or Loser Peg, hasn't beat the Argos in a Grey Cup in the last eight matches. So
Damn. That's
eight championships for the Argos right there out of their 18, which leads the league. So, yeah, just another one. We're going for 19. Let's go.
Dave, what would you like to say in response to that?
Well, you know what? Toronto Argonauts have been in business, 200 years? So there's going to be a lot more championships in there.
51.
Blue Bombers have only been around since 1930, and this will be their 13th championship.
Yeah, I don't think you can say when something's been around since 1930 that they're new. You know what I mean? I think there's a statute on that.
Rory, the Argos fan, what's your, or do you have like a tradition when it comes to Grey Cup? What are you going to be doing on Sunday?
We'll be having a big party. We got all the guys together. We'll have a couple of fine drinks and lots of food and lots of fun and laughs.
for sure.
Hey, as a fan, we can just leave the Grey Cup on the side here. As a fan, Dave, I want to know your thoughts when you see a Jets home game against the Leafs and it literally looks like a home game for the Leafs.
Yeah, it's so disappointing. I mean, Leafs fans, I don't know what it is. It's a generational thing. Just because your great grandfather and your grandfather cheered for the Toronto Maple Leafs doesn't mean you have to. Hey, you know what? I spent a couple of years. I've been to Leaf games in the Maple Leaf Gardens and at the new, Scotiabank Center or Haircat. I don't even know. And you know, hey, it's a team that has that legacy and a lot of stuff behind it. But listen, things got to come to an end at some point. We got to start cheering for our own. It makes me mad.
Rory, if there's one final thing you want to say to all Winnipeg Blue Bombers fans going into Sunday's Grey Cup match, what would that be?
Enjoy the show because we're going to put it on, and the Argos have taken all the way to the end zone many, many times. And we're just going to have a great time in Vancouver. Once again, Argos go to the Grey Cup. They win. That's how we do it.
Dave?
We got the top Canadian in the league, Brady Oliveira. We're 10.5-point favorites. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are going to get it done.
Put down the Manitoba moonshine, buddy. That's washer fluid. We're taking it all over. It's all ours. Loser peg's going down.
Amazing. Dave, Patricia, and Rory, thank you so much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show. 111th Grey Cup going down Sunday night, 6 o'clock Eastern in Vancouver. Before we let you go, we're going to find out how much you guys love your team. So, Dave, give us the Blue Bombers cheer real quick, as loud as
here
you can.
Here we go, Bombers. Here we go. Here we go, Bombers. Here we go.
You guys are the best. Have a great time on Sunday.
Get that guy some Pepto-Bismol, because all I'm hearing is verbal diarrhea out of his mouth.
Oh, damn.
Let's go, Argos.
KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate mornings.
We'll be right back.
This morning on Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
I was getting ready my veal cutlet. I was slicing it on the machine. While I'm tenderizing the machine, my jacket had a loose string.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I was feeding the machine with the meat, and the string on my jacket got caught and pulled my hand in there.
Oh, your hand?
God.
My hand.
Yeah.
Ah! Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story. Catch the whole thing this morning at 7:30
on KISS 92.5.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca. Travel made easy.
You built your business from the ground up. Now let Rogers Sports and Media take it to new heights. Book your next radio or podcast advertising campaign with Rogers Sports and Media Ad Manager. Designed for businesses of all sizes, RSM Ad Manager is self-serve and simple to use. We'll even give you a $250 ad credit to build your first campaign today. And your audio can be produced at no extra cost. Visit grow.rogerssportsandmedia.com to claim your ad credit today.
Disney's Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide Tour, live in concert, Saturday, August 16th at Scotiabank Arena. A one-of-a-kind live concert experience starring Kylie Cantrell, Freya Sky, Malia Baker, Malachi Barton, Dara Renee, Joshua Colley, and Makana Knife. Live on stage, singing all the hits from the movies. Tickets on sale Friday, November 15th, 10 a.m. at DescendantsZombiesLive.com.
Last chance, Princess Margaret Lottery. Early bird deadline is midnight tonight. It's your time to win big with a $2.7 million early bird prize, a Kawartha Lakefront Cottage, and 50 grand cash. Plus, be in to win the Georgian Bay Show home and the $7.4 million grand prize. More than $14 million in prizes to win. Only hours remain. Early bird deadline midnight tonight. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Raffle 1380966. See website for rules and regulations.
Connect to the world with special Turkish Airlines fares. Book your flight before November 30th and take advantage of great deals. Fly to the most exciting destinations with the award-winning airline that flies to more countries than any other. Terms and conditions apply. For more details, visit TurkishAirlines.com. Turkish Airlines. Widen your world.
I said this year would be different, but I haven't bought a single gift.
Don't stress. Sephora has gifts for everyone on your list.
Really?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Go on. Do they like to smell nice? Valentino perfume. Do they have hair? Olaplex. Do they have lips? Charlotte Tilbury. Do they have skin? First Aid Beauty.
Okay, I got it. This holiday, don't overthink it. With Sephora, giving something beautiful is easy. Find exclusive gifts in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Experience the new modern Mexicana menu at Mucho Burrito. Like pineapple pork al pastor, tender pork, pineapple salsa, and al pastor sauce with a zesty kick. Get it as a taco trio for only $9.95. Or the bold, smoky flavor of our guajillo grilled chicken in a burrito for only $11.75. Get them all in your choice of burrito bowl or taco. And save room for new churro fries, loaded nachos, and taquitos. The new menu at Mucho Burrito. Love what you eat and love Mucho. Prices may vary by location.
The Ross Petty Panto is back. You and your family are invited to a holiday musical extravaganza. Enjoy the Wizard of Oz like you've never seen it before. Audiences of all ages will embark on a whimsical journey alongside Dorothy and her beloved companions as they navigate the fantastical landscapes of Tarazto, brimming with laughter, toe-tapping hit songs, and mischievous antics. Secure your tickets for a rip-roaring merry time at CanadianStage.com.
Want to learn to win big? Want sports betting skills and knowledge? Want to become a parlay king? Enroll in gambling school today. Call 1-855-WINS-101.
Gambling school isn't real. No amount of studying can guarantee a win. Learn more at gamblingisrandom.ca. A message from the Responsible Gambling Council.
KISS 92.5
with Roz and Mocha. Brought to you by redtag.ca.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's gotta be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding. be like a song. And everybody was screaming to feel what we felt as a ghost is so cold. Yeah, cause you don't want me to change, and I'm feeling like I'm safe for once. For once, I give you the world, I'll take it all from me. Whatever you are, you can have for free. I would give anything and everything if anything's left to just to keep. I give you the world, I'll take it all from me. Whatever you are,
Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
Marco, when and where does your Hell of a Story take place?
It took place in Brampton.
Yep.
Brampton, Ontario. Okay.
And when and where? It was in 2009.
Okay, so a little while ago.
Just keep in mind that I am a chef slash butcher.
Okay.
I was working one day at the... I usually do hot table, but I wasn't taking care of the hot table. I was prepping for it, so I was getting ready my veal cutlets.
Oh, nice. Okay. How do you? And when you say you're getting ready your veal cutlets, what are you doing to get a veal cutlet ready?
Well, what we do when we get a veal cutlet ready is we slice it from the beginning.
Okay.
Fresh.
Okay.
Nicely fresh in that location, at least.
Okay.
I was slicing it on the machine, and then I put it on the platter normally, go to a different area in the location so I can tenderize the machine. While I'm tenderizing the machine, my jacket had a loose string.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
What machine? What is this machine? Explain the machine.
It's called a meat tenderizer.
And what does it do?
It tenderizes the meat. What it does is you put your meat through,
yeah,
and it has teeth on both sides,
uh-huh,
so it pokes through the meat.
Okay.
So what had happened then was I was feeding the machine with the meat, and the string on my jacket got caught and pulled my hand in there.
Oh,
your hand?
God.
My hand.
Yeah. Ah!
Luckily, I was only two fingers in.
Oh, this would be an inappropriate time for that, so she said joke.
Okay. Which two fingers?
My pinky,
mm-hmm,
and the finger right before that.
Your ring finger. So yeah. Do you have to shut the machine off at that point?
I did shut it off. I pushed the lever on the floor that we have the emergency button.
Yeah.
And I shut it off. And I was asking for help. And as I'm asking for help, the owner of the location,
yeah,
says, oh my God, get me a chair. You're not the one that needs help. I'm the one that needs help.
Wait a second. So the owner was like, get me a chair because he's going to pass out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is your hand still stuck in the machine, or were you able to free it?
No, we weren't able to free it. We when the emergency came, they had to carry me to the ER with the whole machine.
Oh my God.
Okay.
What?
Okay, so
so you got like ground beef fingers, and they're taking you to the hospital like that?
With the whole machine.
Oh,
yes.
How much does that machine weigh?
No, it was a small one that they stand on the counters.
Yeah, but still, it's the size of what?
Pounds.
Okay.
15 pounds. And are you holding the machine, or like the paramedics are holding the machine?
Their paramedics were holding the machine,
okay,
but I also had my left hand underneath it.
Marco, were you bleeding at all? Were you screaming? What's going through your mind in that moment?
At that moment, I was in shock. I did not feel any pain.
Did you look?
I was looking at everything.
So you were looking at your hand.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
What did your fingers look like in there?
Oh, like mush.
And so then what do?
They had to pry it open.
Oh God, yeah.
And that was when I freaked out.
Okay.
It wasn't the part that my hand went in that hurt me more. This hurt me more when they were taking it apart.
Like, did they freeze your arm or like your forearm down to your hand at all? Or like you felt that pain?
Did you raw dog this?
At the beginning, it was raw dog.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so they get your hand out. And what do they tell you? Can they, like, what do they say about your fingers that they're just done for?
They froze it and they dunk it in some liquid to disinfect it.
Yeah.
And then they did an x-ray and stuff, you know, before they wrap it all up, and then they wrapped it.
Yeah.
Once they wrapped it, they goes, we got bad news for you.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, can't be worse than this. The doctor goes, no, it is. You're not going to be able to use those two fingers.
At all.
So, at all.
Well, yeah, because like, of ground beef.
Not use the fingers or like not use them because you won't have them?
No, not use them. They were there.
Okay.
They're still here.
Okay.
He said, you're not going to be able to use them. And me being the stubborn Italian that I am, after not even a week, I started doing exercises with it.
Yeah.
And I'm doing more exercises and more exercises. And it got to the point that I started using them again.
Wow.
Really?
But what do they look like now?
They look like actual fingers.
Yeah.
The only thing on it, you see the teeth line on it.
Really?
Yeah,
through the on both sides.
But you got like fingernails and stuff still?
And on the pinky I do.
Yeah.
And on the ring finger, my nail is there, but it grows split.
What?
So I have to keep it. I have to keep them short.
Okay. Hey, what did they do with that machine? Did they clean it up and continue to use it?
No, you got to get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
The ER disposed of it.
Yo, that was one hell of a story, Marco. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, guys.
Damn, Marco. Thanks for calling.
It's awesome talking to you guys.
Roz and Mocha's hell of a story. Have a story to tell? Text the word story and your name to 925-555.
Kiss 925.
Dance the night. 740. 6 degrees right now. 9 is the high today.
Kiss 92.5.
Here's Roz and Mocha.
We have more Taylor Swift tickets to give away. Eras Tour continues tonight and tomorrow. And at midnight tonight into tomorrow, another set of tickets will be given away. Listen out for us to tell you to text in the keyword Swift along with your name to 925-555 in order to get qualified. Do not text right now. Your text won't count. Won't go towards that draw. Okay? You only text in when you hear us tell you to text in. Swift is the keyword. And you may hear us tell you to text in that keyword between now and 8 a.m.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, then.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
Delivered by Pizza Pizza. It's game day, Toronto. Use code RAPS, D-E-L, for free delivery on your online order.
Canada Post workers went on strike this morning.
What? Why?
What? 55,000 workers are striking, claiming little progress has been made in their bargaining process. So, there we go.
What about Christmas cards?
Well, there you go.
What about all my junk mail?
Yeah, not going to happen.
I'm going to get those flyers from companies saying, hey, do you need new windows and doors?
Not going to happen.
Wait, online shopping.
Not going to happen, Maria. Oh, no.
Well, they'll send it another way. You'll just get it some other way.
Yeah, in like weeks from now. Your Sephora. Oh, my God, that big Sephora order that you placed.
Yeah. Listen, yep. You're going to go. You're going to be fine. They'll figure out another way. There are plenty alternatives.
Guess I'm going to have to go to the mall now.
There are
plenty
of alternatives.
Dang.
Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour in Toronto. I was reading this article from a lawyer from a law firm in the city talking about this couple that she was representing where they were together, bought Taylor Swift tickets, then broke up before the show, and the Taylor Swift tickets became like a point of their divorce settlement.
What?
Because they were on a timeline. Like, they had to get this done because the concerts were coming up. So everybody had to like rush through, and the lawyer said that they gave them sort of three options. They could go together. One of them could buy the ticket from the other one, or they could sell them collectively.
Yeah.
And she couldn't divulge because of client lawyer privilege, but she did say the decision that they made, both people in the former couple were happy with the outcome.
They sold them.
So I'm guessing they sold them, right?
Wow.
I bet they went together.
I'm guessing they sold them.
Sold them.
Yeah.
And then that money just goes straight to the lawyer anyway.
Because you think about it, those two tickets, like depending on where they were, that could be like, you know, 15 grand.
Yes.
Right?
They sold those tickets for sure.
Yeah, of course they sold those tickets.
And the lawyer was like, yoink.
Tonight, Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, live on Netflix.
Yes.
Big giant fight. Can't wait for that.
Did you see Mike Tyson slap him?
Yeah, because Jake Paul stepped on his foot.
But he really didn't, though. If you look at the clip, like, he barely steps on his foot.
Yeah, it's enough, though. Jake Paul was wearing shoes. Tyson was wearing socks. You get slapped for that. So they're doing all this press, and Jazzy World TV made her name as a kid reporter, right? When she was 11, she did this interview with Jay-Z, and it went viral, and everybody loved her. So now she's 13, and they sent her down there, right? Like, let's interview Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Let's have some fun, right? Like, send a kid down, lighten up the mood a little bit.
Sure.
Right?
The tense room.
What better person to sit with a 13-year-old girl and just sort of throw some sunshine on what many people see as a barbaric expedition, which is boxing.
Mm-hmm.
So here's 13-year-old Jazzy with the optimistic and upbeat Mike Tyson.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend Mike Tyson in the ring for the first time. What type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. Oh, no. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? You think somebody really wants to think about you? I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me?
He's still in front of the kid?
She's 13. You know, she handles herself very well.
Yes. And Alex, she's like, I've never heard that before.
That's the best.
Hold on. Is that better than when...
Oh, I know exactly what you're doing.
Oh, no. Oh,
what?
No. I know exactly where this is going.
No, but do it, but oh, no.
I know exactly.
What? Guys, what?
Happened in this city.
Yeah. Is that worse than when Mike Tyson appeared on CP24 with our guy, Nathan Downer?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yo, Nathan Downer, I love you, dog.
Sure.
But this listen.
You
created a moment.
Yeah.
You went viral.
Yeah. Some of your critics would say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This could hurt his campaign. How would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that, you know, because it's negative and you're being negative. And I met the mayor,
right?
And nothing they can do about it. So interesting, because you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of
Come on.
That was a piece of you. That was a piece of shit.
You know, we're doing live TV.
Hey,
now.
I don't care. What are you going to do about it?
Is it nerve-wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nervous for you to box?
It's more nerve-wracking for me here talking to a rat piece of
All right, we're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you. What are you gonna do about it?
I think that one's worse.
That is definitely worse. Sylvester Stallone was trending all night. Stallone apparently showed up at Mar-a-Lago at a big Trump event, and I guess Stallone is now out of the closet. He's like a big Trump guy, and you're like, okay, I love Stallone, right? I love the Rocky movies, and you're like, just don't go on stage and introduce Trump and say something stupid. Like, just be a sensible human being. Don't do something stupid. Like, I don't even care what it is. Just don't do something stupid. Like, compare Donald Trump to George Washington.
We are in the presence of a really mythical character. I love mythology. And this individual does not exist on this planet. Nobody in the world could have pulled off what he pulled off, so I'm in awe.
Okay.
And I'll just say this, and I mean it. When George Washington defended his country, he had no idea that he was going to change the world. Because without him, you can imagine what the world would look like. Guess what? We got the second George Washington. Congratulations!
There we go. There it is.
The
second George Washington, everybody.
You couldn't make like a Rocky reference or something?
He did, but even still, I was just like, oh, God.
That's the news with Roz and Mocha. Stick around. DJ Climax is in the building, and the Roz and Mocha mix starts at 8.
On KISS 92.5.
Now's your chance. Text SWIFT in your name to 925-555 for the chance to win tickets to the Eras Tour.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Standard message rates apply.
KISS 92.5.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. Was waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more. And it's you, shaping.
Taylor Swift.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Live in Toronto.
Hi.
Thanks to Rogers, the proud presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
Yo, Bryce, what up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Mocha, how are you?
Good. How are you, Bryce?
Good. Oh, my God. You know what? I have been trying and trying and trying. My wife is the diehard Swiftie, man. She was watching the YouTube video yesterday of someone live streaming it and just bawling her eyes out.
So you're trying to get these concert tickets, these Eras Tour tickets, for your wife.
For my wife. I have been like, since you guys started this contest, what, months ago?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Well, here's the thing, Bryce. You don't get the tickets yet, but we are telling
you're
you
so
that you are now qualified.
You're
We're
so
giving
close.
Them away at midnight tonight for tomorrow night's Night 3 Eras Tour at Rogers Center, okay?
Oh, my goodness. She is going to be on edge all day.
All right, buddy. We got to get some info. Hang on the line. Listen out all day today for us to tell you to text in the keyword Swift along with your name to 925-555 to get qualified for those Taylor Swift Eras Tour tickets. We are giving those away at midnight tonight, courtesy of Rogers.
Six
massive shows live at the Rogers Center.
My name's Taylor.
And not a single ticket is left.
Or so we thought.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on KISS for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text, where one person will win tickets to her show at midnight.
Plus, follow all the action pre- and post-show live from our Taylor Swift studios every afternoon after 4 when she's here.
It's KISS 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
On KISS 92.5.
Red One.
We're coming at you.
Is the movie event of the holiday season.
Santa Claus has been kidnapped.
You're going to help us find him.
You can't trust this guy. He's on the list.
He's a naughty lister.
Naughty lister? Dwayne Johnson.
We got snowmen!
Chris Evans.
I might just go back to the car.
Let's save Christmas.
I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
All right.
Let's save Christmas.
There it is.
Only in theaters November 15th.
How do you Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon,
ooh,
crispy potato rings,
ooh,
and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants, extras additional, terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Breaking Lotomax Dream News. With Friday's Lotomax jackpot at an estimated $65 million, plus an estimated 8 max millions, maxed out dreams are rapidly popping up across the country, turning pools into lakefront cottages, boats into super yachts, decks into rooftop spas. It's dreaming like we've never dreamed before. Friday's Lotomax jackpot is an estimated $65 million, plus an estimated 8 max millions. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance select remaining 2024 Rogue from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all in with the Nissan Rogue and enjoy the 1.5-liter VC turbo engine for perfect balance of power and efficiency. And with standard all-wheel drive, you're ready for wherever the drive takes you. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with five new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Visit the Dior Ball of Dreams holiday pop-up at Hudson's Bay, Yorkdale. On now until January 6th, find the perfect gifts for the beauty enthusiast or fragrance lover on your list. Enjoy complimentary beauty consultations, holiday gift wrapping, customizations, and more.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
In my heart for lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, Fanta, Fanta. If I tell you, say I love you, you know they for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 no. Tell me no, 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 whoa, 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 whoa.
92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
All right, we're going to get right into it. The keyword you need is rake, R-A-K-E. You text that with your name to 925-555. If you want to play Needy or Greedy, we're going to play that right away. Okay, text rake plus your name to 925-555. I'm going to make a call real quick. Yo, Alex, answer the phone. I know you're listening, bro. This is our boss, Alex. I've been trying to call him every day this week to find out why he's choosing. Oh!
Yo, cool has been.
You son of. Bro! That's not cool, Alex! I need to know why today's keyword is rake. R-A-K-E. That's what you have to tag. We play every hour till 6 p.m., by the way. Needy or greedy. All right. If you want to be needy, we got $92 for you. That's your choice. Or if you want to be greedy, also your choice. Guess the current dollar amount in the jackpot. And if you're right, we'll give you all that money.
It's easy.
And then we'll get into the Roz and Mocha mix with DJ Climax in a sec. Okay. Yo, it's Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
This is Olivia.
Olivia, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Glad to have you here on Needy or Greedy. You know how the game is played. What do you want to do? Oh, wait. Actually, before you tell us, wait.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what the last guess was.
The last guess was $1,272. It was wrong, obviously, and the actual jackpot is lower. So, again, if you want to be needy, we'll give you $92. If you want to be greedy, you got to try and guess that jackpot. What are you going to do, Olivia?
I am going to be needy today.
There we go.
No problem.
Easy stuff. $92. What are you going to do with the cash?
I am in Teachers College right now, so I am going to put it towards my student loans.
Hey, love that. All right, you enjoy that money. Hang on the line, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we're going to play Needy or Greedy as soon as the Roz and Mocha mix is done, just after 9 o'clock. If you'd like to play, text the keyword RAKE, R-A-K-E, along with your name to 925-555.
Double time. Give it to him!
Yes, the greatest DJ in the entire world. DJ Climax is in the building. We are turning up your Friday. We are turning up your weekend. Letting you party with us. Letting us party with you. We're going to sing. We're going to dance. We're going to listen to Remix on Remix on Remix. The biggest hits, the best throwbacks. DJ Climax, take it away. This is the Roz and Mocha Mix.
Kiss 92.5, Toronto.
Turn the music.
sister. No, the water's sweet, but blood is thick.